Today is December 5th, 2022, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Proposes films of spruce from woods to plain. Motion picture showing Grace Harbor spruce all the way from the woods to the finished plain in an Eastern airplane factory, and of course in the air after completed, is a possibility, according to E.J. Riley, traffic manager of the Aeromarine Plane and Motor Company of Keyport, New Jersey, who is now on Grace Harbor. The Aeromarine Company is the largest engaged in commercial flying in the country, operating airlines between New York and Boston, Key West and Havana, Miami and the Bermudas, and on other lines, and also operating an airplane building plant at Keyport. He is on the harbor to investigate concerning spruce for the planes. Mr. Riley has conceived the idea of the picture of the history of spruce, and already has taken the matter up with various of those who would be interested. He proposes to have the film start in the woods, with the felling of the big spruce tree, then to follow the log to and through the mill, thence to the eastern factory, and through that into the finished plain. Such a picture would be of great advertising value for Grace Harbor and its lumbering, and particularly with regard to Grace Harbor spruce. In other news, much building in Aberdeen planned. At least 6 new houses costing in the neighborhood of $15,000 and $10,000 apiece will be built in the Broadway Hill District during the coming spring, according to reports from real estate offices. Many other houses of smaller cost will be built in the West 6th Street District. Plans are being drawn for George Barlow, Mrs. Samuel Elway, Dr. J.W. Long, E.C. Miller, and W.O. McCaw. In other news, woman arrested at Westport for game violation. A woman can have as many rights as a man in this modern day and age, but she can't have more, according to Fred Windsor of Westport, who came to Justice Baumert's office today for a warrant for the arrest of Mrs. Elora A. Voorhees of Westport, charged with hunting without a license. Mrs. Voorhees, who is an expert marksman, was tempted by a wild goose on the day before Thanksgiving and proceeded to bring it down with a well-aimed shot, it was declared. The shot was heard by Windsor, who happens to be town constable, and his investigation disclosed the alleged crime. The warrant, which he carried to Westport today, places the hunter's bail at $25. No date for the trial has been set. In the city and county news, Grace Harbor Business College basketball team will play its third game of the season with the Grace Harbor Hardware Company at 8 o'clock Friday night on the floor at Community Hall in Aberdeen. The business college has played 2 games and won both. It also has a game scheduled with Acosta High School. The Murray brothers brought in 20 head of cattle from the Queets yesterday for the Aberdeen market. An unusual record is being made by the contractors this month. Not a single permit for building has been issued since last Tuesday, November 28th. Every other month this year has started off well and maintained better than a normal activity. At a student assembly in the Weatherwax High School in Aberdeen yesterday, the victorious Aberdeen team was the subject of congratulations from the student body. Superintendent George B. Miller, Captain-elect Swift B.F. Hovies, Coach Walter Harold, and Miss Madge Finley spoke. And finally, sellers of Christmas anti-tuberculosis seals in Aberdeen yesterday sold $189 worth, increasing the total to $490.50. There is still about $1,200 to be raised on the Aberdeen quota. Sales are to be pushed in the schools. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 5, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. Through December 31st, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 for you to enjoy the museum as well as shop our store, which is well stocked with locally relevant books for the reader on your Christmas list. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.